Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to ex-Watching gang member Johnny Chang. My favorite part of his interview was talking about the variety of different gangs within the San Gabriel Valley, specifically Asian gangs, as well as Korean gangs I did not know about, such as Homeburger and Last Generation Korean Killers, LGKK. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Wibby Show.
We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time on the podcast, ex-Watching member Johnny Chang.
Pleasure, bro.
Oh, man. I'm a little nervous, man. Yeah.
No worries.
I think you're our first. No, Bart's been here.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been fascinated with your. I found you on my YouTube algorithm.
Oh, really?
Popped up. I'm like, oh, this guy looks interesting. And then I saw you on Vlad TV. Yeah. Was that crazy or what?
That was pretty crazy. Yeah, that's a huge platform.
Yeah, huge. Yeah. And then I seen you, China Matt. You did some with China Matt.
Yeah,
Mac Eats.
Yeah.
Shout out to China Matt.
Yes, sir. China Matt.
Yeah. How'd you guys link up, you and China Matt?
So we met through Cinemills TV. I was on this other show called Cinemills.
Yeah.
Linked us together, and it was, we just hit it off, man. Chemistry's great. That's the bro, man. I talk to him almost every day.
Really?
Yeah, almost every day.
Yo, can you put in a good word for me? Because I've been trying to reach out to that guy for over a year.
Oh, really? Absolutely. After
China Mac, dude, like, I like your music, man. I like your story. I've seen your interview with Jin.
Yeah, the whole shit.
Is he a nice guy?
He's a solid dude. We call him a solid individual, man. He's the bro for sure.
He's really been in the pen in New York. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I followed his story.
Yeah, he's really about that life, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's like reformed, doing the right thing, yeah. And like positive.
Yeah.
Have you heard his rapping too?
I did. He has skills, bro. Yeah.
He's pretty vicious on the mic.
Yeah, man.
China Mac, I produce too, brother. So, you know, if you need some beats, you know, I'm old school, baby. I got SP303, baby. Holler at me, China Mac. You think I get along with him?
I think you would.
Really?
Yeah.
But I do. Sometimes I do gay shit. You know what I mean? Because I know a lot of them tough guys. We're going to get to the watching the whole gang thing.
For sure.
But, you know, I know in that. In the gang life, that's a no-no, right?
Yeah, that's kind of...
So what are some rules in, like, what are some gang rules that you should just know?
Don't snitch, right?
That's number one. Can't snitch,
yeah.
Like, you've seen, like, Scarface.
Right.
And Goodfellas and movies. Go ahead. Yeah. So number one, you can't be a rat.
Yeah, don't be a rat. Mm-hmm. Don't be a thief. Don't steal.
Steal from your homie?
Yeah, don't steal from the homies.
That's a tune-up.
That's bad.
You get tuned up for that?
Yeah.
Or kicked out of the gang?
No, you get tuned up, you get DP'd, or you can get kicked out. It just depends.
For those viewers, because I have a lot of nerds and gamers and stuff and skaters, what is all that? Because we said a whole bunch of terminology. I know just because I do a lot of research.
Yeah.
But what is tune up and DP'd? What does all that mean?
So tune up is kind of, I actually never heard of tune-up, but I know what you mean by that. It's just like getting beat up, basically. Mm-hmm. Kind of getting checked is what they call it, right?
DP is
discipline, right?
Discipline. Is that more of a prison term?
It's a prison term.
Okay. Yeah. So you can't rat, you can't steal from your homie.
Right.
What else?
You can't be a rapist. You can't be a child molester.
Yeah. Then in prison, you'll get stabbed up for that?
Absolutely.
How do people find out in prison?
It's called paperwork.
Okay, so what does that mean? Like, I don't know. So how do they get a hold of that from a guard?
when you go to a prison, you have to bring your folder, and it has all your your criminal file. They call it a C file. Mm-hmm. And then with that, people will check the paperwork.
Yeah.
And then when they see if you have a jacket, which means either a child molester, it's a bad mark.
Oh, it's a bad mark.
Yeah, a child molester, mm-hmm. rapist, snitch. They'll roll, and 9 times out of 10, the cops, the police is not gonna allow these snitches to walk the yard. I mean, they already know. They check it out. They see that they're a snitch or a rat. They're not gonna let them into general population. They'll ship them to PC, which is protective custody, or like SNY, special needs. You know.
So that's what Bill Cosby went through.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
But he got released. You heard that?
I didn't hear about that.
Okay. Yeah, he got released. But he probably had a lot of money too.
Yeah.
Can you pay off the guards or the prison? The warden or something?
I think you can pay it off. I think you can pay off people still. And you can definitely live better if you have money in there as well.
Oh, because what's the thing called? The store you could go to?
Commissary.
So what's up with the commissary? What kinds of items can you get there?
You could get everything, man. You can get ramen noodles. You can get Chinese sausage.
You can't get Doritos. Can you get Doritos?
You could actually get a knockoff brand.
Let me
Doritos.
Just throw some curveballs at you. Yeah. Can you get this? Chewing tobacco?
No, you cannot get.
Okay, so you can't get chewing tobacco.
No.
Can you get Funyuns?
Yes, you can get Funyuns.
Can I get a Snickers bar? Like, I'm craving a candy bar. Yes. Can I get a Snickers bar?
Yeah, you can get something Skittles? Like that.
Skittles? Yeah.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, but what if this happens? Okay, so I have some scenarios. And this is, you know, because I don't know much about I'm fascinated with that life, though, because of movies, you know, Boys in the Hood. And what's the other one where the Menace to Society. Remember at the beginning, the Korean liquor
Hurry
store owners?
Up and buy. Yeah.
Because you mentioned, too, like, because you got kind of like recruited, kind of.
Yes.
They kind of, where are you from?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a common thing they say on the street. Where are you from?
Yeah, they'll be like, they bang on you. That's called being banged on.
Okay, so I'm going to give you some scenarios.
All
right. You're them, right? And I'm you.
Okay.
Okay, so ask me where I'm from.
Where are you from, bro?
I'm a skateboarder. I skate. Then do I get a pass?
You do.
Okay, ask me again.
Yeah. Where are you from, bro?
I'm from the Micro Dicks essay. See, that cut you off guard. So would they bang on me?
They would probably think you're a weirdo and just laugh at you.
Oh, they would just laugh at me.
Yeah, they would.
And they would feel bad. They're like, oh, this fool's got a small dick. Well, leave him alone, fool. Right?
I think they would think you're high. Like,
if only I was like smoking sherm?
Yeah, like you were shermed out.
But if I said it with like, gusto. Like, I'm from the Micro Dicks essay. Like, if I said it like that,
we would just
and
die.
I walk up to the car and I go, what's up, fool? I'm from the Micro Dicks essay. You got a problem? Or would I say that? You got a problem.
We would still think you're shermed out.
But what if I held it? Like, I'm from the Micro Dicks, fool. I got from the Micro Dicks, fool. You guys got a problem? You guys know where you're at or what? If I did that, they would still give me a pass.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to give you another scenario. What if I did the right thing? Do you have to be Chinese to join watching?
Back in my time, yeah. I don't know.
Really?
About now. Yeah.
So what does watching stand for? I've always wondered that.
Chinese youth.
Oh, that's what's up. I like that. Yeah. Chinese youth. Okay, but what if, okay, like I'm going to give you a scenario. What if I did the right thing? I'm a Chinese guy in Alhambra, whatever, somewhere around that area. I start hanging out with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice through time, you're like, this fool's a little feminine. Like I would do stuff like I'd open the door for you or... And then, like, I would, you know, I would get you little, like, gifts, you know, like, yeah. I'd get you, like, maybe a payday candy bar. But then slowly I started, like, you know, Hallmark card. Hey, yeah, you've been a really good homie to me. and then I spray it with, like, perfume or something. Like, the fucking card. Like, how would you... But then you don't know, though. But you don't know.
I think...
But what, how would you deal with that? But this guy's tough. Like, listen, I'm tatted. Like, I'm tatted like you are. And I'm down for the crew, the gang and everything.
I think as soon as you get to the Hallmark card, you're out, bro. You're going to get jumped. Wait,
how would you deal with me? How would you deal with me? Yeah, but I'm tough. Like, I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't rat you out. I didn't steal nothing from you. I've been a good homie to you.
But the era that we're from, we can't handle that, bro.
You can't handle it?
Yeah, we would just see that and be like, yo, this guy's like fruity.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, yeah.
What if I just gave you, okay, because you guys drink boba, right?
Back in my time, not really, but okay, yeah.
But what would be equivalent to that in your time? Like an ice cream or something? Or, you know, like a frozen ice cream?
Thrifty's ice cream. You remember Thrifty's?
Yeah, okay, I remember Thrifty's. Right?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, dude, that's bomb ass. That's bomb ass ice cream. Yeah, they had the cube.
The Rocky
scoops.
Road. Yeah, that's good.
But what if I did this? I went above and beyond. I go, hey, homie, I know you like this Rocky Road, dude. I got you a gallon, like cartons of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, we'd be like, dang, this guy's the Thrifty ice cream plug, bro.
And then you guys put down beers back then, right? You guys drank kickbacks and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm always the one that got you guys Coronas, and I bought all the beer all the time. And I always supplied the weed.
That would be cool.
That's not... So, okay, I'm going to progress into something else. But then slowly, you notice, too, I got a bunch of, like, you know, we're having a party, you know? And, I you know, within the 12 packs, I have, like, flowers. That I bought. You know what I'm saying? Like, I bought flowers, but it's not for a particular person. And you wouldn't think nothing of that.
I would.
Flowers, bro?
Yeah, bro.
So that's in that gang life, that's a no-go.
Bro, flowers are only for funerals, bro.
Oh.
We don't even get it for a girl, so.
What if I got a rose? One rose. But there's other. How deep were you guys back then? How deep is the whole clique back then?
It was hundreds for sure.
It was hundreds.
Yeah, so all of us would just clown you probably. Like, bro, you brought a rose, bro? Like, what's wrong with you? And then if you keep doing it, then it's like, all right, this is kind of too much. Like, let's beat his ass.
Oh, okay, oh, so that'd be a tune-up.
Yeah.
All right, forget about the rose and the flowers, okay? I'm coming up with it. I'm freestyling this shit, bro. What if I do this? Okay, so, because you guys sagged back then, right? And then what was the attire and shit? Like, did you guys have a uniform or what's the deal with that?
We dressed like SAs back then. SA jacket, Cortez's, Chucks, Jinko jeans,
yeah.
Ben Davis, Dickies.
What if I had the whole getup? I had the whole kit. Yeah. Gray, fucking, you know, end up like fucking, snapback, the whole shit. But then I dropped my cigarette. And I bend over, and then you're like, you know, because you guys probably wore boxer shorts and shit. Yeah. But then you saw I was wearing a G-string. Yo, deal with that. Yo,
that's another check, bro.
That's a check?
Yeah,
but
bro.
But, dude, that's my preference as far as, like, undergarments and underwear, dog. That's a check.
But listen, you're representing something bigger than yourself.
Oh, that's what's up.
So when you go out there,
guys, I'm representing the gang. I'd be repping the gang wrong.
Yeah.
Damn.
They'll beat your ass.
They would beat my ass. So how would that go down? Like, let's say it's at a party. No, dude, there's a keg, dog. So it's a kegger. You know what I mean? You guys had kegs back then. Yeah. You know. Oh, and then I'm in line to get the beer, right? And then you notice I dropped my cigarette, and then I bend down, but then the other homies are like around, and I bend down, and you see a pink thong, dog, straight up. You're like, oh. And then would you go like this and nudge your homie and go, dude, what's up with? Or what would you do? How would you deal with that?
I think I would just punch you right away. I wouldn't nudge anybody. I would nudge you.
You would punch.
To the back of the head,
so there would be no communication or explanation, dude?
They would just look, and I'll be
that's
like...
That's a no-go.
That's a no-no.
That's a no-no.
No.
How? Damn, dude. That's crazy.
Pink thong, bro.
Yeah, yeah. What if it was blue?
No, bro. It don't matter
It doesn't matter what color. So it doesn't matter what color it is. That's a tune-up, bro. Yeah. Okay, that's a tune-up for sure. What else would be like a tune-up? Like, because you mentioned ratting, stealing. I guess, obviously, no thongs.
Yeah, no thongs.
What else? No roses, no none of that.
Yeah, you can't act feminine, bro.
So you gotta just be solid all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What if you get real sad? Can you cry in front of the homies?
They feel like that's weird if you do that.
Really?
Yeah, expressing your feelings is weird, bro.
Really, really?
It really is.
So what do you... Because you're human, dude. So you have to express that on your own, like, away from them.
I think the only time you could cry is if somebody dies. Like, your homie dies.
That's only appropriate occasion.
Yes.
Damn, that's crazy. So what other no-nos are there? Oh, I had another question. So, during the watching days and everything, were there, like, how did you guys date? Could you date outside the gang?
Yeah, absolutely.
But what if it's a Hispanic woman and she's a part of a different gang?
That happens.
And then how do you work? Dude, you got to explain that to the homies?
I think
have a meeting about that?
Not necessarily, but I think that's why a lot of gang wars started.
Crazy over a woman.
Yes, sir.
So you might just, and then their homie, like, let's say it's their brothers find out, their Armanos would be like, dude, what's up? You're dating a Chino, fool? You're dating a pinche Chino? Oh, dude, that's a no-go, right?
I don't think a lot of the Cholas back then, the girls dated Asians, though.
Really?
We used to have all the ABGs, the Asian baby girls, right?
Wait, write that down, that's what it's called?
Yeah, ABGs.
Okay, so you guys didn't have to go outside the community. You had your ABGs.
Right, we had the I don't want to call them that, but we had the women.
Asian baby girls. Yeah. That's fine. I mean, that's a different time period, and I don't think that's not condescending or nothing, right? That's just the term they used back then. That's still a turn. Asian baby girls.
ABGs.
So do they know what they're getting into, or do they only date Asian gang dudes?
Yeah. Some of these girls were
you've heard of this?
Chicks were in gangs too, like other sides.
What?
Yeah. They represented the men, basically.
Really?
But as it just another faction of, but they were women. It was a girl gang.
So it was a watching chapter, but a woman's chapter?
Mm-hmm.
And how did they operate?
Same way.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's rules with it?
Absolutely.
How did they dress?
Banged out, too. They had flannels, Chucks, Cortezes, long belts, belt buckle.
What kind of makeup they do it?
They did it like Chola makeup back then.
They did.
They drew on their eyebrows, bro.
Like Sharpie and the Sharpie thing?
Sharpie, bro.
Damn. What did y'all drive back then?
Hoopties, Honda Civics, everything, Acura, Integras, I mean, all that. Rice
That's
Rockets.
Crazy. And then what kind of music did you bump? Like, can you listen to R&B?
I don't think you can listen to
What's
R&B.
What's up, man? Dude, I grew up in the 90s too, bro. Bell Biv DeVoe. Come on, man. New Edition. What's up, man? That's soft. Troop is soft.
I think people would listen to that on their own, but back
then,
it would be some gang stuff. Like,
you can't listen to New Edition? Whoa.
I don't think so, bro. I think when you're trying to get
so it's all Kool G Rap and NWA.
Yeah, NWA, and Tupac.
Tupac. And
early to, for me, it was like late 90s, early 2000s. So
what about the weirdo 90s hip hop, like UMCs,
yeah.
Dream Warriors and shit like that, or the Far Side? Can you bump Far Side?
I think the homies would bump some stuff.
They'll bump Far Side?
Yeah, yeah.
Bone Thugs, obviously. Bone Thugs,
obviously, yeah.
Obviously. What about East, Northern, like E-40 and shit like that?
I think they did. Like RDL and all those other people from the Bay Area.
E-40?
Yeah, E-40.
Mm-hmm. The Coup? Can you bump the Coup and shit?
Yeah, I think so.
No, because I'm into music. It fascinates me because, you know, I know there's gangster rap, there's weirdo rap, there's backpack rap.
That's
Can you listen to like Hieroglyphics, like Del the Funky Homo Sapien and
shit?
I
don't think they would listen to stuff like that.
Well, but the beats are fucking dope.
Yeah.
No?
I think we need to hear stuff like Kill and Murder and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
But what about East Coast? No, that's a no?
East Coast, back then, I think it would just be the mainstream dudes like Biggie Smalls and you know.
What about Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang, yeah.
So they get a pass.
Yeah.
So you can listen to Wu-Tang or anybody. You can listen to Old Dirty Bastard, Method ODB, Man, right. Capadonna. Raekwon, any
Nas,
of them.
Raekwon.
Mobb Deep.
Mobb Deep.
That's interesting, man. Because there's so many other kinds of... What about Gangstar?
Gangstar, I think, yeah. I mean, I've had some homies listen to him. I personally didn't listen to him. Because
that's kind of like some nerd, a little bit nerd. Nerdy, but it's like jazz rap, bro.
You know
you can
who,
listen to jazz rap?
I don't think so. You know who we actually listen to? Shout out Ty VG.
Okay, shout out to him,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he was, back then he had a song, it's the Vietnamese Gang, that song.
You
remember that song?
Yeah.
That song, people would bump that. And then, all the OG TRG dudes, like those little Shadow and all them, like we would actually listen to gang music.
So
like
are you
that.
Guys cool with TRG?
Yeah, we are.
But you ain't cool with the Asian boys, though, right?
Now most of my people are.
Really?
Yeah.
So how many Asian cliques? So what is the TRG? Tiny Rascal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are they, so how many different cliques are, because there's not many Asian cliques, right?
Right.
So the main ones are Asian boys, TRG, and are there like subgroups of them, or how does that work?
I mean, there's a lot. There's nowadays, I don't know. I can't speak for them. But for me, I know in the San Gabriel Valley alone, there's so many different gangs.
Really?
Yeah. TRG wasn't really in the San Gabriel Valley like that. They were more like Long Beach, Fresno. But for us, like San Gabriel Valley was just so many different Asian gangs. I can't even name them. There's more than 10 for sure.
So there's ones called maybe the Vietnamese Boys or something.
Yeah, there's
Viet
VBZ.
Boys. And
mm-hmm.
Was there a gang? Because I'm Korean. Mm-hmm. Are there all Korean? Was there all Korean gang?
There's Korean neighborhoods in K-Town.
So, but well, there's gangs within? Because I've heard kind of in the past, like Kimchi Crew or something like that. Oh, there's no Kimchi Crew?
I don't think
I'm sorry.
No.
I apologize to the homies, Dom and Rick and all them. I thought there was.
Oh, right.
I thought there was, but there isn't.
I've never heard of a Kimchi Crew, bro.
So where do the Koreans go if they want to be a part of the whole thing? Back then, if they wanted to be a part of it?
Koreatown.
I know, but were there Korean gangs?
Yeah, probably like, I don't know, LGKK and Homeburger, and there's like a lot of different.
Homeburger, I like that. Yeah. That's the name of a gang?
I think so, yeah.
That's
an OG gang, too. Like,
that's a real
one? They've
been
around for a while.
Yeah, write down Homeburger. So what gang, how did you get their name?
I think it's Homeburger, Burger Town. I forget. It's something
that's
burger.
Even cooler, Burger Town.
Yeah, something like that.
Dude.
You know? No disrespect.
Yeah. No, there's no disrespect here. So there's Burger, so Homeburger.
Yeah, I think that's, so.
They're from K-Town?
Yeah. There's LGKK. There's
what does
like
that stand
of,
for? Dude, you're going fast, dude. This is because you're like a professor to me. Like, I'm trying to learn from you.
Last Generation Korean Killers. Yeah.
Wait, write that down. That should be a movie. Last Generation Korean. Wow, dude. How do you know? So how do you know? It's a whole, it's almost like you guys are like in a superhero universe, like where only you guys know about this stuff.
How I learned is like in prison. When you go to prison,
yeah,
you
go ahead, drop knowledge on
you
me, dude.
You meet everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where you start to realize that all this gang stuff is BS.
When did you realize that?
When I was in prison. I started to realize that, okay, I'm supposed to beef it with my enemies, and I'm sitting here sharing spread. Spread is like prison. They
food,
make food, right?
Food, yeah.
Yeah, it's like prison cuisine, if you will. And, so that was crazy. I was like, this guy's enemy opposition, but he's actually really cool. We have the same type of background. His father was an alcoholic. Mother was Buddhist. He was beat. You know, he was robbed. He was bullied. And, you know, wow. We have like the same. And I'm like, you just represent one side and I'm representing this side.
But he's an Asian guy, right?
Yeah.
So is that how it works? It's a race card.
Yes.
So you got to go with your race.
Yes, absolutely.
So in the Asian, is it card or car?
Car. Like a car.
Oh, car. In the Asian car, you have Koreans, Vietnamese, Filipinos. It's everything.
Yeah. So it's not called the Asian car. It's actually called the other car. Others.
Oh, you guys, the others.
Yes, because we have Polynesians. We have Native Americans. They're not Asian.
Samoans.
Damn. We have Puerto Ricans. We have Armenian. Some of the Armenians run with the Mexicans. But
you know what? Where do they go? Yeah, where do the Armenians go? Yeah, with you like guys? With
Arabs,
the Asians?
Yeah, they come with the others.
What about Iranians?
Same thing.
So they're a part of the whole clique.
Indians, Arabs, Middle Eastern, all that they come.
So you've seen Indians in prison too?
I've seen a couple, a very rare.
Pakistani? Indian.
Yeah. Never Pakistani. Yeah. I've seen a Jordanian. Jordan. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So even, cause that boggles my mind, because on the street, it's like, that's, you have your gang, right? But then in prison, it's a whole different thing, right?
Absolutely.
So how do y'all get along then? I mean, isn't it beef at first, like, because your ego and stuff?
There's politics. There's rules and regulations. So because
can you name a few?
So a lot of it is like sticking together, because it's a numbers thing, right? You can't. It's like a race thing now. So it's not, you have to drop all your gang beef. You don't have to drop your gang affiliation, but you have to drop your beef.
You do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then you guys just work together as a unit, because it really is. If you get into it one race, let's say like the Asians get into it with, I don't know, the blacks, then it's not a one-on-one thing. It has to be a whole riot.
Oh, it's like American Me.
Pretty much. That's very, very accurate.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember that scene. Remember?
Except for all the raping.
So that doesn't go down?
In California, you don't really, they don't allow that. It causes too much problems on the yard, so they don't allow rape, you know, people to rape each other and stuff.
But yeah.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's gay, aren't there gays there?
Yeah, but those people are either in the closet or they're on a different type of yard called a PC yard.
So do you have to tell the one of the guard, officer. Yeah, the warden or something, hey, I like dudes?
I mean, yeah.
And then they ship you to a different...
Yeah, they roll you up to another
okay,
yard.
Okay, but what if this happens where you are, but you just keep it inside?
Yeah, then you stay on the yard because no one would know.
And then what's the showering like in prison?
It's nuts and butts, bro. Like,
I know, but is it like, how does it work? Is it, do you have individual stalls or is there
no,
a huge...
No, it's just...
Is a huge, like, you know, like when you, like in middle school, there's a whole open shower.
Yeah, it's open.
Okay, let me give you another scenario. Dude, just bear with me, dude. Just bear with me.
Yeah.
There's a little Vietnamese dude, right? And he's fucking, you could tell he's little, but he's buff, and you could tell like, oh, this dude's down. he's fucking, he's down for the cause. Yeah, he's in our car. Whatever, he's in our, you know, the others. And then during shower time, can you bring your, you have your own bars of soap?
Yeah.
Okay, you notice that he keeps dropping his soap. And then you're like, oh, this, you know, he's tripping. And then you, but you notice like he's staring at your guys' ass. Like, but in a weird way, he's just like, he's like really like not, you know, what happens?
He's gonna get disciplined.
That's a DP
for sure.
So is that, that can, so would that happen immediately in the shower?
Yes. Usually.
Like American History X, you know, yeah. What they did to Ed Norton.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But not, no, you can't do anything gay, like, it's not a gay thing.
No, not
so there's no gay thing, because I've heard otherwise, and like, so that's just in the movies?
Yeah, I mean, there. So a lot
the tension
of
got real in
So the stuff,
I got a girlfriend, by, I'm just saying, I got a girlfriend, by the way, dude, I'm not, hey, man, you know, I'm just, I it's just fun, it's just, it's fun for me, you know?
For sure, for sure.
Right? I mean, yeah, I'm like, yeah, 100%, yeah.
So, no, if people get raped in YA, usually.
What is that?
Youth authority. Yeah, where the kids, there's not much rules and regulations like that. But as you get to prison, it's, that's just not allowed at all.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you see your homie that's a black dude or a Hispanic dude? You got to act like you don't know him?
What do you mean in terms of
like if you see him on the yard?
Mm-hmm. No, you guys can still chop it up, but in terms of crossing boundaries, you can't.
What is crossing boundaries? What is it? Give me some examples of
so
that.
So it's all segregated.
Really?
Yeah, it's like blacks on one side, others Asians on this here. Side. Right?
Really? So what's crossing boundaries if you cross literally
if I
physical?
Walk physical, even though they're imaginary lines, if I see a Mexicans over there, Southern Mexicans, I cannot walk into their area.
Damn.
I'll probably get
what if
stabbed.
What if you do?
It's going to cause a riot.
Just by doing that?
Absolutely.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
By what, your own or them checking you?
It would be, usually they ask your people to check you.
Really?
Like, oh, hey, bro, he's out of balance, you know, like, you guys got to take care of him or we take care of you.
That's
and
crazy.
Then be like, all right, thank you. And then you get beat up. Like,
yeah. You know. You mentioned that, cause I grew up in an abusive house. You know, my dad was a raging alcoholic and mm-hmm. dude, he'd beat us, me and my brother.
Yeah.
Like, even if you woke him up from a nap, like he beat me up with the keyboard.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
fucking butt naked. Just,
yeah, yeah.
Just hit, you know, did you deal with stuff like that too?
Absolutely.
And then, as a kid,
mm-hmm.
yo, you know what's weird? Asian, like the way they parent, no one teaches. There's no book.
Or, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and hey, and they don't know how to communicate that well, huh?
No, they don't.
Like, hey, son, like, this is, you woke me up from a nap. And when you do this, I get, don't get rest. Like, none of that shit.
No.
It's just boom. And then you're fucking beat down. Like, yeah. Do you have stories like that?
Yes. Yeah, a lot, bro.
A lot.
Yeah. My dad was also an alcoholic.
What did he drink? What did he drink back then?
Soju.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he was like, two bottles of soju in a bowl.
Damn.
Sip it.
And then did your mom enable that? Because my mom used to buy him his supplies.
Yeah.
Put them in the freezer, get them nice and cold and shit.
Yeah, she did.
And that, I always kind of trip on that. Like, wow, she like allowed this to.
Mm.
But then do you ever blame your mom? Like, how come you didn't step in or protect us? You know
what
I mean?
In the beginning, I did. In the beginning, I was like, dude, you know, what kind of like mom are you? You know, but then as I got older, you know, going through all the Christian stuff, I started to understand what was cause, how my mom and how our culture functioned. You know what I mean? Like, like they're submissive. They have to listen to, you know, the man of the house and this and that. So I started to get that.
Damn. And then what do you remember your first memory? As a kid, like, as far as, like, this physical abuse and mm-hmm. shit?
Yeah,
I do.
Do
you remember that shit?
I do. I think I was 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. You have a brother or sister?
I have an older brother.
Oh, me too. Oh, same.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he's about, like, 19, 20 months older, like, a year and some change older than me.
Was he in the same clique as you?
Same neighborhood.
Okay, gotcha.
So, I remember, like, he just came home one time, and then I think I... You know, as a kid, I was trying to like spook him. I was like,
"What grade were you? What grade were you?"
I was like 5 years old, so I was kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Oh, that's early.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he like straight up football kicked me.
Your dad?
Yeah.
As hard as he could?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It was like, poof, and I just flew. I remember getting the wind knocked out of me and all that. But yeah, he was drunk. He was completely like belligerent, and I didn't know.
You didn't even know.
You're five. You don't. You're just like, oh, dad sometimes likes to sing because my dad. I don't know what it is, and he gets drunk.
Yeah, Asians with the karaoke music. Yeah. We had one too,
bro.
Yeah,
he would sing, you know.
And gets him loose. The liquor gets him loose, and then they just go. Yeah, they like doing that, right? Did you have the karaoke set up and shit?
I think we did. I don't remember what it looked like, but I think we did. It was more like a horizontal type of like knob thing. It wasn't like the little speed. I don't know if you remember that.
Right. Yeah, no, we had one too, and then there's mic. You could plug in your mic, and then. Yeah. They have instrumentals playing. Now, did it progressively get worse when you got like from third grade, middle school?
Oh yeah.
Like when did you realize, okay, now I'm aware of this abuse? Like, when was that?
Like probably 7, 8 years old. I started to see that he would like close fist everything, you know, like it was before that it was more like open hand slapping.
Oh, like just to discipline you?
Yeah, like, and then it started getting like punching.
Oh, he was punching.
Yeah, and then it went from punching to like kendo sticks, you know, like
is that the
like,
wooden
wooden sticks, brooms and hangers, and then like whips and cords, and it just kept going after that. Yeah.
And then do you remember even through high school?
No, through high school so I got locked up at 12.
At 12?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
I went to Wyatt at 12, did 4 years. I got out for 67 days. And then after that, went back into prison. So I didn't really see him from my teenage years, I would say, even until adulthood.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you hold that in, like, over the years? Or, like, what was your communication like with your pops? Like
just one or two word answers.
Yeah, same thing. It's that's weird because it's like universal with all these. It doesn't matter if you're Japanese, Korean,
All Asians.
It's all Asians are like similar. Where it's like, did you sleep? You hungry?
Right.
And then you're like, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you a memory I had growing up? I must have been in kindergarten, first grade, similar to you. And I must have blocked this out of my memory, but my mom was barricading the door. Mm. This is when I think we lived in Minnesota. And my brother, he actually recalled this. He goes, you don't remember? Because she opened up her mouth and it was
full of
blood. Yeah, it was blood. And he knocked her tooth out.
Oh, dang.
But man. I was so young that I was like, I think I blocked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was so traumatic and scary that I blocked that out. And he was... Yeah, man. My dad was small, but he wouldn't back down from any.
Yeah.
He was like 5 foot. I'll tell you another story. We're at Balboa Park for a picnic or something, and this hillbilly white dude with the overalls, like a hillbilly gym looking motherfucker, was blocking him. He was 6'4".
Yeah.
My dad got out and like bum rushed and stepped to this big dude, and I'm like, what? Like, what are you?
Yeah,
but it's just like he.
Yeah.
He had like a couple of loose screws up here. Or
that's crazy because my dad was the same way. I remember
was he small?
My dad he's like 5'8", I think.
But that's small. 5'8".
Yeah, and I remember we were at a gas station one time in El Monte, and I was a kid, and this was the first time I seen my dad knock somebody out. He was. So he had gotten into altercation with some Hispanic dude. I don't remember.
At the pump, gas pump?
Yeah. Like, I think my dad was telling him to move up. But you know my dad? Asian people.
They don't know how to.
Exactly.
They do it abrasively. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I remember him. He's like, you move. That's all he said.
Yo.
And then I was like, dad. And he's like, what'd you say? And he's like, go, 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 like that.
You remember?
I remember, dude.
Yeah.
And then the guy hops out like, man, make me move. And he's like, what? And then he goes, do it. And then my guy goes.
Wait, who said do it?
The guy.
He said, go test me.
The Hispanic dude. Yeah. Like, do it, bro. And then he's like, doing? My dad didn't even know how to.
Oh,
he said, doing? And he swung on him. Bam. And laid him out. God is my witness. And I was like, oh, I was like 7, 8 years old.
Damn.
And that just made me realize like, damn, my dad could low-key fight, bro. Like,
where did he learn that? Is that
he fought a lot in Korea. Like, he was born in Korea.
Your dad
were Chinese.
Yeah, that's right. Even the languages.
Yeah. We're the champong jajangmyeon.
The jajangmyeon. Yeah, I like jajangmyeon. So your dad was born in Korea.
Yeah, he was.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so he fought a lot because I think he faced a lot of like discrimination because he was Chinese, but he wasn't. You know what I mean?
He couldn't assume Korean too.
He speaks it fluently. He even looks Korean. But
your dad speaks Korean?
Yeah, fluently.
Holy shit.
And Mandarin. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Because I remember during the war, or because, you know, like, communism. Let's go by the history and shit. Yeah. Like, my mom said during the war, they had to, like, leave their crib, just completely evacuate, and they would hide on the trains up to China. They would go up to China and shit.
Yeah, that my grandparents came from Shandong, which is northern China, and it was a one-day boat ride to Suwon, like, to Korea.
That's a trip.
So that's how my parents were born there.
That's crazy. He speaks fluent.
My mom too. My mom's from Busan. She speaks fluent Korean, but it's like that countryside Korean.
People don't realize you know how there's different dialects, right? You know how like southern, like people from like how Theo talks, hey, right, man, yeah. Get her done. But in parts of Korea, the country, there's a dialect,
right?
Oh, that's cool. I like the way they talk.
Yeah.
They stretch out the words a little bit more. Yeah. So she has that dialect.
She has that.
So they lived in the country.
Yeah, my mom lived in the countryside. My dad lived in Suwon, or he's from Suwon, which is like near Seoul, like the main. So when he speaks, it's like that main dialect.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, and they like the food and like kimchi, they eat it all.
100%.
100%.
My dad's a chef, so he also knows how to make like
bibimbap and the whole shit.
Kimchi
jjigae.
Sundubu, kimchi jjigae.
All that shit.
All that, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. My dad.
You like it, obviously. You like it.
Love it, bro.
Do you like it better than Chinese food?
I'm not going to lie, I do. A lot of my homies are going to feel some type of way about
that. We might have to edit that out.
But I love
Korean. You think they'll watch us? Your homies will watch us?
I'm pretty. My homies support me. So everything I post.
That's why you're here too. I support you too, bro. I saw you. I'm like, you know, I like that guy.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
We might have to edit some of the stuff out though. I don't want them to think.
It's like, what did Johnny get beat up for?
Hey, man,
you said what? You like kimchi, Mongolian beef?
Do you think that as far as like my dad, similar to your dad, was a shoeshine boy?
Mm.
So he would ditch school. They have a gangpe.
Gangster.
He was a street. They call him street kids gangpe. Right. Yeah. So he would like fuck school, and he would go down to the docks where the Navy ships, the American ships would come in, and he would hustle. You know, like in the subways and shit, he would do that shit. So I'm thinking, since he had to do shit like that, and they had to really hustle, what do you think? They have no tolerance for like the way they discipline us as their sons and stuff?
Yeah, I think they just wouldn't want us to be like, they didn't want us to struggle. I do remember my dad telling me that you're not going to live like me. You're going to have a better life, as he was beating me. I remember that.
Well, how old were you then?
I was like 7, 8 years old. I remember stealing something. And I guess he stole something as a kid. And
what'd you steal?
I stole a Power Ranger
from Toys R Us.
From Target, actually.
You just put it right in your pants.
Yeah, I had a jacket, a zip up.
And I was
like, oh, my stomach hurts. Dang, I was bad, bro. Like, oh, my stomach hurts.
How did he catch you?
When I was just doing this the whole time, and he's like,
what are you doing?
What's wrong with you? And I said, nothing. You know that one word.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing. All right, I won't see.
So he already knew.
Yeah, and then he grabbed me up, and it slipped out from the bottom, and he's like, And I was like, oh, I knew as soon as that word, it's like as soon as I heard it, I was like, I'm gonna get beat up right now.
He beat you up in Target.
He beat me up he smacked me up in the parking lot, and then like in the back seat type of thing, you know.
Yeah,
back end.
Yeah.
And then when we got home, he beat my ass for that. Yeah,
did he use an object or?
He
just
did. He told me to put my hands out. You know, and he was hitting it, and he was like, "If you steal, I'm gonna basically break your hands next time."
Yeah.
You know, this is just a fair warning, and he would beat me, and then, it was bad, man. I'm not gonna lie, it was bad.
Did you ever get caught stealing cologne?
Cologne?
Yeah, because we do that at the mall. You know, you get samples and shit.
So you stole samples?
No. But then I would go back to get the main polo. You know, the green. Remember the OG green polo bottle?
Yo.
You remember the OG? The OG. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Bro. But
before Polo Sports, yes, the OG green. Yeah, then we, yeah, dude.
And
then my cousin
that.
Andy, yeah, dude, we got caught up and where the they had undercover security guards and shit. And then, dude, you know, security, they caught us, dude.
So they were like the fake shoppers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
they waited
crazy.
For us to exit. Then they got us.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember, yeah, what is it about? Like, yeah, we all went through that time period where we stole. My Korean homie Joe Hunt, I mean, sorry, Joe, but I kind of have to air you out.
Yeah.
We were at Nordstrom?
Nordstrom, of course, yeah.
We were in there, and he was so slick, I didn't even know what he was doing.
Wow.
But he, back then, you know, because we all wanted the cool gear, Stussy and the Rip Curl,
yeah,
all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, I thought he was just trying on clothes, but he had, like, bundled himself.
Yeah.
Where he like went in the dressing room and just had all this fresh gear, and then where I didn't even know that what he was doing, and then we got caught that way too.
Yeah, but dude,
that's not fun, because that brings shame to your family.
Absolutely, I remember stealing at Super A. There was a market, like a grocery store.
What'd you get?
Super A. I loved the neon night crawlers. Do you remember the worms, the neon worms?
Oh, yeah.
The Fruitoli worms?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I used to have Jinko, like, back in the day, we would steal from Mervin's, right? You remember
Mervin's?
Oh,
yeah, dear Mr. Mervin.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I remember the commercial.
I would steal these big old pants, like Jinko pants, and then they were like parachute pants
back then.
But weighed like 4XL on a little kid, basically, But then I would kind of use a string to tie the bottom part. And I stuffed all this.
Oh,
like,
that's a telly from kids when you put the 40-ounce in. That's a telly. Yeah.
And I would stuff all the just chips, whatever. And I did this for like at least 3 months straight, where I would go in almost every day.
You didn't
get
caught.
Yeah, I would clear the shelves.
Yeah.
And I would go, and then I would just like give them to my friends, or I would even try to sell them to people, like 25 cents for this whole thing. They're like, "What?" You know. So anyway, then one day, I guess I didn't tie the string tight enough, and I just remember like a little, like one of the cashiers was like,
was she eyeing
you? Johnny. Yeah, she was like, "Hey, Johnny," like she wasn't trying to. She was like, "See you later." I was like,
"Oh,
bye."
She knew your name?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're
because I would go there all the time.
Right, right. But you would never buy anything.
Well, I would buy like little things, like a piece of gum.
That's it.
Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like
the
juicy fruit.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
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 And
so
then,
you were smart. Like that was smart
to
do that.
And then it slipped out, the little Fruitoli.
And then all of it poured out.
Just one.
Ooh.
And then I was like, oh. And we had that awkward like standstill where she was like, and then I just took off.
You ran?
And when I ran, it was like, it was just falling out of my pants, bro. And then they caught me.
Who's they?
The security guard and everyone else. They put little handcuffs on me too, I remember.
Did they? Then
my dad came.
To pick you up from the store?
And he was pissed, bro.
What was that beat down?
That was bad. That was one of the worst. Like he broke, so he used a mop stick. You know the thick ones?
Dude.
He broke that in half, and then he broke the half in half. So he broke it into four quarters.
On your, what part
on
of your
my
body?
Back, on my butt. Yeah, and then I had to take like a few days
off.
So
he went Conan the Barbarian on your
100%,
ass.
100%, bro.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
So when the beatdowns happened, did you cry at all?
Of course. Yeah,
you did.
I was screaming, no, stop, you know. But at the end of the day, like, it got to the point where I hardened to it. At some point, I was just like, all right, whatever, I'm going to get beat. Like, and I would just go in and be like, do your thing, and then.
Oh, so you already you knew the consequences.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did you ever get in?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Into drugs?
I did.
So did you, what happened when that, during that time period when they caught you or they knew that you were on?
My parents never knew, because at that time I would run away. I would run away and hang out with my homies, like when I was 12 years old, you know.
So what were you doing, just smoking weed or?
Yeah, it started with weed, but I tried like meth, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I've smoked that a few times too. Yeah, so, chasing the dragon.
Right.
Yeah. I just ended up, this was ASU. Yeah. I just ended up at someone's apartment and I just hanging out, and this guy goes, "You want to smoke this?" I go, "Yeah, sure." Yeah. I thought it was just, I was like, I wanted weed, but that was the next best thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
So they never caught you while you're under the influence?
No.
At all.
Like never once. I never even, because I knew, I don't know, I was kind of fearful. Like if I'm under the influence, I wouldn't know what's going on and I'd probably die. Like I had that kind of heart, me and I just like die because my heart is already racing or whatever. I just thought about stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to let them see that. Because in the Asian culture, drugs are really looked down upon. Like, stealing is bad, but, like, if you do drugs...
Oh, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're just, like, a low, like, the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I'm never going to do that in front of them. I remember.
Can I tell you a story of... this is back when I went to ASU, too. On winter break, I went to... I wanted to hang out with these girls and stuff, and I ended up... I always put myself in the friend zone. Like, I would be like... I would meet the girls, but then I'd... The homies would come, and then they ended up hooking up with the girl. Yeah. But I'm like, that's just like my, that's just my whole story, But then I'd have to act like I'm just like, hey, I'm the one, I'm the dating service type dude. I'm that dude.
You're the matchmaker.
But I'm like, well, if I'm going to do this, they're all doing LSD. And they're like, hey, we got tabs,
Yeah, yeah.
It's always like the hippie crowd or whatever. And I ended up doing a few tabs of acid.
Yeah.
And I took my mom's car. So I'm like, I lost track of time, bro. And so I was partying all night, and I was I'm on acid, and I'm trying to drive home, and it's the sun's out the next day. So I'm driving back, this is in Tempe. I have to drive back to Gilbert. And I roll in my mom's Celica, and I try to go, I try to, like, ninja sneak.
Yeah, yeah.
Do my little ninja sneak, entrance. And then my mom's waiting for me literally on the couch. Where have you been? I go, oh no, I was just, she goes, yeah, you better go up, and because she was just worried that I was missing, right, she had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah,
and Asians don't know if they're on this drug or this, they don't, she didn't know I was on a hallucinogenic.
Yeah.
I'm seeing prisms, I'm like, I'm tripping, I'm still tripping seeing shit, Yeah. So I go, fuck, I'm in the clear. Because I know my dad's still in the room. So I tiptoe, I go in the room. And then I'm laying down. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm cool. I'll talk to her. I'll straighten things out. But then I hear boom, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And it's my dad. He goes, yes. You go, kage. Come to the store.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, no. So he doesn't even know, bro, I'm on LSD. And this motherfucker's like wanted me to go to the kage, the store, I have to work. Yo, it's in the morning. It's like 7, 8 in the morning, bro. And I'm on fucking all this fucking acid. And my dad's like, yeah, kage, come on. And I'm just like, fuck. So I had to go to the fucking store. I had to mop the whole fucking store, and I'm like looking at the ground, and I'm seeing fucking fucking prisms, and dude, it was crazy. But that's, that's the thing, that's a whole generational gap of this guy. This is the thing, they think he thought I was just lazy. I'm on drugs. I'm not lazy. I'm on LSD, bro. And how do I explain that to my folks from Korea? I'm on this thing. It's like, it's a mind altering substance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm seeing crazy shit right now. Like things melting and but that's a trip, man. Like as far as just, like the parenting, it's like, it's crazy that we kind of, Because it seems like you're doing the right thing, you know, mm-hmm. like right now, and you're like right, you're walking the straight and narrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to kind of get into that, like as far as your spiritual journey now?
Yeah.
Because you kind of got, that's your past. Now you're doing the right thing.
Right.
Yeah. And so how'd you get into that? Like,
so, you know, my mom actually got me into it. You know, my mom she was hardcore Buddhist when she was young, when we were young. And she ended up converting to Christianity. And she, you know, would always kind of like scold us and chastise us as kids, you know, and be like, oh, you're doing bad. But at one point it kind of stopped, you know, and then I noticed this inner peace in my mom. And, you know, we're living so chaotic. Like I noticed like, you still have a husband who's technically drinking. He's beating on you. You have not just me, but my brother who's also in prison. You have two kids in prison. You have no money. You're still on Section 8. You know, we grew up in Section 8.
Well, describe to the viewers and listeners what that is.
Low income housing. Okay. So you get government supplemented benefits like, you know, SNAP benefits, and which is food stamps.
So you get your EBT card?
Yeah, EBT. Back then, it wasn't EBT. It was the ducats. Like you had to, it was like Monopoly money.
Oh, it's like vouchers and shit?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we weren't the stereotypical Chinese, lot of money and this and that. No, we were like poor.
Oh, really?
Poor, yeah.
And that's stereotypically, that's against what people think Asians are, you know?
It's absolutely.
Like, oh, my kid goes to UCLA. Oh, my kid goes to Harvard. Right. And like, that shit's out the window.
You're all just
trying to eat and survive and
shit,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we grew up with a lot of Hispanics. And so my mom, you know, she was still in that zone of just like emptiness. And she should have been empty and void, but she was very peaceful.
Okay.
And then, you know, she would say that I have the world's best husband. And that's when I realized she was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, because of the abuse.
Right. I thought, okay, something happened to her.
Yeah.
But then she was, and I would ask her, Mom, you know, why are you so peaceful? Like, did you just lose your mind? Like, you know, honestly.
You thought she was losing her mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she said, no, I've been going to church. And really? I was like, okay, you for sure lost your mind.
Yeah.
Right. Because I was just like, okay, in prison, you guys look down on people who go to church.
In prison, you do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was this a sign of weakness or something? Or?
It really is, because like when there's a, I don't know, it's kind of like you have to stay 10 toes, which means you have to stay solid. You have to stand on your own feet. So if you're leaning on something and that's helping you with your depression, it's like, you can't handle it yourself.
You're a weak person. Then.
Right.
That's what they're thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I talked to my mom and she goes, you got to come to church, you know, like try it out. And I'm like, never.
Nah, you're like, no.
Never. I'm Asian. I don't believe in a white Jesus. Like
is
I was.
Right. I'm is like, it an Asian church?
It was an Asian church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Chinese, Korean, like.
They had Chinese congregation, Korean, and English. Oh, and Spanish.
Okay, so all.
Yeah, everybody. It's pretty diverse. But, you know, I was narrow-minded at the time. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And my mom's car breaks down. So I get over there. You know, I bring her from San Bernardino back to Temple City.
Okay.
You know, and then bring her to church. And then, I talk to the pastor. And that's when the pastor kind of explains and breaks everything down. First thing he says is like, you know, talks about why I was empty, what was causing my emptiness.
He broke it down like that?
Yeah.
Damn.
And he was utilizing a lot of analogies, you know, talking about.
Can you give
about,
me one?
Yeah. So he talked about like an apple tree and a seed, right?
Okay.
He said, when you look at the seeds of an apple, right, where are the apples? I said, okay, what is he talking about? Why is this guy talking about apples? I think he's on LSD, right? But he says, but when you plant the seed, as it grows, you water it, whatever, it starts to produce what kind of fruits? And I'm like, apples. And he goes, likewise, when you look at a baby, where's the sin? Where's the evil deeds? Right? But as it grows, as it matures, it starts to produce what kind of things? Lying, cheating, stealing, etc.
Oh, it's just integrated naturally into the seed.
Right.
That's what...
Right.
Generationally.
Right. So he was expressing to me in such a simple way, generational trauma and sin.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, and then he asked me, do you know what sin is? And I said, I've heard of it. It's just doing evil to people. And he goes, not so.
Huh.
And I said, what? every Christian, because in prison we had chaplains coming. We had Catholics. We had, you know. So he started to explain that, you know, basically that the sin was inherited, right? You're Chinese, he said. You didn't choose to be Chinese. You were born that way.
It's hereditary.
Right. And then he said, Adam, if you believe in Christianity, he says, Adam and Eve, we all started from them. They sinned and it passed down to us.
Well, that makes sense.
Right. So then I was like, oh, he said, you know, as a kid, who taught you how to steal? And I thought about it. Nobody.
Inherently, you just had
it. I just knew how to do it.
Yeah.
And I would lie. Who taught me that? And he told me, did your parents ever teach you that? And I said, no. So I'm thinking maybe outside forces.
That's interesting, dude. Yeah. We just kind of pick up. It's just in us.
Right.
It's in us, right. Like the seed of the apple. It's in us.
Right. And then he was saying that too. He said, you know, if you think about it, he said, you know, why, when you were born, did your parents teach you how to breathe? And I was like, no, it's part of you.
Yeah.
Like, what about eating? No, it's part of us. We're coming out looking for the nipple. But he said, but why do they have to teach you to do good? Why do they have to teach you to be respectful?
Right.
And that's when I was like, oh, it clicked to me because it's not part of you.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. So I was like,
it's not a part of your make. You have to learn that behavior.
Exactly.
Oh, how that's
to respect
crazy.
People, how to, you know, go under your elders, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So then that's when I started to realize. And then he goes, you're normal. You're just being normal. But no one ever taught you this way. Everyone was condemning you.
Right.
So that's why I was feeling like I'm this imperfect person trying to produce perfect results. Yeah. And that's why I kept feeling that emptiness and void in my heart.
That does make sense. And so when he came to kind of give you that pep talk, did a light bulb come?
100%. So it started to, for the very first time, make me feel that my heart was like, I started to feel like he had the anecdote for something that I was missing. Because mind you, this is the first time I met this dude, which is a pastor.
Yeah.
And he was literally like dissect, like he was pulling my heart out in front of me and was like, this is who you are. So he's like, you know, I never told anyone I was empty. Being a gang member, you can't show that.
Because that's a sign of weakness.
Exactly. But he was like, I never told my mom either. My mom, until just recently, didn't even know the crimes that I committed. She didn't know why I was in prison.
Oh, right.
Right. So, you know, I never told her anything, you know, so.
Yeah, that makes sense, man. That makes sense. So can we give him a shout out real quick? I like this guy.
Yeah, Pastor Kim. Shout out Pastor Kim.
Yeah, he's a Kim?
Yeah, he's a Korean pastor.
He's a Kim?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Would he be open to come into the Steve Wiebe show?
I'll ask him, definitely. But he's going to preach straight gospel, bro.
That would be a first. You know what? I'm open to it.
I'll talk to
him. Do you think that'd be a good idea? So, Pastor Kim, dude.
Yeah.
We love you here on the Steve Wiebe show. I'll have an open forum. I got a Bible somewhere.
Yeah.
Yo, I used to go to church camp, dude. I know Philippians, Ephesians. I know some of that stuff. Let's break down. Will he break down New Testament?
Absolutely.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John?
Absolutely.
What about like some of the Galatians?
Yes, he'll break down Romans, Hebrews, the whole New Testament, the whole Old Testament.
So are you hip to Ephesians?
Absolutely.
As far as the spiritual warfare?
Yes, you do.
You know about that book?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
So do you study the Bible?
Yes, I do. I've read it front to back 20 times.
It's a fascinating book, isn't it?
It really is.
As far as the interpretations,
yes.
What's written. Yeah.
Yes.
So do you read it every day?
I try to read it every day. I read parts of it every day.
You do?
Definitely, yeah.
Is there a particular book or verse that kind of stands out? And we'll kind of wrap it up here. Like, can you just end it with some positivity? As far as what kind of stands out?
For me, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14.
That's Old Testament.
New Testament.
That's new?
Mm-hmm. Hebrews
10, Hebrews 14. Is new.
Yeah.
Okay, so break that down.
So Hebrews 10, 14 says, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. That's King James Version, right? Old English.
Oh.
But if we break it down, it says one offering, Jesus Christ, perfected forever. Perfected is in what tense? Past tense, meaning already completed. If I say I completed something, it's already done.
Oh.
So we're already perfect. And then it says forever, eternally, right?
Oh.
Them that are sanctified. So a lot of people, why I continued to sin was because when I looked at myself, I thought I was a sinner. So what do sinners?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have to do. They have to continuously sin. So I was living this up and down lifestyle, this sin-repent lifestyle that I didn't know.
Right.
I would do something, do drugs, and then feel bad.
Feel bad, yeah.
And then try to quit and then binge.
Yeah.
And then try to be good and then try to, you understand?
Yeah.
And in the end, I didn't realize that that's what I was doing. But when pastor said, you're perfect, not because you did anything, but by one offering. Even I knew that Jesus Christ died for our sins.
Yeah. Right?
But when he said that he died for your sins, meaning all of your sins, past, present, and future, right?
Yeah.
He washed them all. That planted hope inside of my heart that I can go to heaven. Like I don't have to be in hell, because I knew I was going to go to hell for the things
that
I did.
That's crazy, yeah.
That one word has led me until now. It has changed me completely. And now I go to prisons, preach the same gospel to people, you know, and people's hearts change, bro.
Can I ask you something as far as, because I've always wondered this, Adam and Eve, right?
Yeah.
The serpent in the garden.
Yeah.
Could it possibly be a reptilian?
I don't know. It doesn't say that in the Bible.
Oh.
But it is a serpent, you know.
Because
is,
you know what I mean? Like,
I see what you're saying.
Because that would be trippy.
Yeah, that is
if
a trip.
You know what I'm saying?
If
it was the reptilians were around back then was like it shape-shifted and I think about these things,
right.
You know?
Well, Satan is a shapeshifter, right? And he is a deceiver.
Really?
Yeah, he's the father of all lies, right? So
it's a shapeshifting kind of, it may be a shapeshifting alien then, right?
People could say that. It doesn't say the terminology.
I know,
alien, right?
But I
see what you're
that
saying.
Way.
Yeah, yeah. People
That's
may
crazy,
interpret
dude.
It.
You're open to that, even those interpretations.
I mean, for me personally, I just see it as, okay, he's a serpent because it says that's
what
he is.
It's a serpent.
Yeah. You could add little things to it, I guess. Yeah. But for me, I just...
But it had influence.
Yeah.
The serpent had influence.
A lot of influence, yeah.
And could it possibly knew how to communicate to them as well? Like,
yeah, yeah. It literally says he tells her.
I'm a reptilian, dude. Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I just not gonna let it go.
I think
it's a reptilian. All right, man. So I like, dude. Keep doing. You're doing the right thing. You know. I can see. I know. I just met you, but I could tell because I've seen your past interviews. I'm like, oh, he's learned from his past is his past.
Right.
And now, don't you think that your life is blessed now because you're being of service now?
100%.
And you know what I mean. You're used as a vessel to spread positivity.
Absolutely.
And spiritualism and whatnot. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, where could can we plug? Do you want to plug your church too as well?
Church, I kind of keep
it. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. You want to plug your Instagram though?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
Instagram is No Script Fellowship.
Yeah.
No Script Fellowship. I also have a YouTube channel. It's Johnny-Chang.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have TikTok, which is the THEE Johnny Chang. My name.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Now, what are your like old homies think about your path now? Are they happy for you?
They're super happy.
They're like, oh, you're doing the right thing. Huh? Yeah, keep doing it. And right. So they're cool about that.
Yeah, they're super. I didn't drop out of my gang. I never even dropped the affiliation. I just graduated from my neighborhood.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So I'm still, you know, technically part of it, but it's mm-hmm. not. It's really family. My brother's in it. A lot of my homies, like most of us, are brothers.
Real. So yeah. It's like family.
It's legit family.
Like real family, generations of family.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why it's like, you know, we're so tight knit in that.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? And that's why they rebel the way they would do. Cause it's like, you didn't just mess up my homie. You messed up my blood brother type
right,
of thing.
Right. Right. So it's more different. Deep. It was more deep.
Absolutely.
Dude, it was good meeting you, dude.
For sure, bro.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. And Pastor Kim, holler at me, dude. Holler at me, dude. Seriously. If you want to talk, if you want to do the scriptures, let's do it right. Let's break out the word.
Yeah.
The word, break it out, the text.
Yeah, let's
and
do
let's
it.
Let's analyze it. And you know, I'm open to that.
Wow.
You know, I'm open
amazing,
to yeah, man. I'm open to that. Yeah. If he's down to come here, you see him where I live. Yeah, is he down to come down here?
He's down to come,
yeah?
Bro. Yeah.
Is he in the South Bay? Where's he at? Like
he's in Temple City. And if Jesus was born in a manger,
hey dude, if you come I'll have kimbap.
Yeah.
So dude, that's
he'll
another incentive.
That. Yeah, he'll love it.
Pastor Kim, bro. If you come down to the Steve Weeby Show, I'll have some Korean kimbap for you, bro. You know what I mean? Shike. I'll do the whole nine yards for you, man. Keep doing the positive thing, man. You know, I'm willing to talk to you about it. I want you to break it down, the scriptures, the text, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. I do another podcast called Scissor Bros. Definitely support Jeremiah, my brother, my Scissor Bros' new comedy special, Daddy, okay? YouTube.com/Jeremiah Watkins. Scissor Bros episodes, YouTube.com/Scissor Bros. Those episodes drop every Friday. Would you be open to being a guest on Scissor Bros?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do
bro.
Some crazy challenges and stuff.
Yeah, I'm down.
Have you seen it?
I've seen some of it. Yeah, I've seen the last one with Timothy De La Guerra, right?
Yeah. I was, I have to apologize. I wasn't really myself, and people thought I was like off my rocker. Me and Jeremiah are cool. I love the guy. He's my scissor bro, okay? Mm. I was just, you know, you know what? When I drink Rockstar, you know, I get a little kind of hyped up and, you know. Yeah, so, yeah. I love Jeremiah, guys.
So.
I'm working on a new musical project, so stay tuned for that. I'm five songs in, okay? If you want to send any packages, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com, YouTube.com. Yeah, just let it ride. Let it ride. It's okay. I'll tolerate it. If you want to send any packages, send your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Dude, Johnny, keep doing you, man.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.